This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter has the day off, but Lynn Hall stepped up and is doing our producing duties this morning. So we very much appreciate her help and hard work. On the news line with us now is Steve Angle. He's chairman of the Shikanomi Braves Foundation, and they recently issued a call for contributions, not specifically for the foundation, but for the Caring for Kids program that operates out of and within the Shikanomi School District. So, Steve, thank you so much for calling in. Very glad to hear from you.
My pleasure, Mark, and thanks for the invitation.
I really do appreciate it. I just think it's great that all you're doing. Let's start out with a quick glance at what the Shikanomi Braves Foundation is. If folks aren't familiar, this is the great organization consisting primarily of Shikanomi alumni who are interested in helping reach back into the schools and help in various ways.
That is correct. We are a nonprofit organization, and our purpose is to help with programs and activities within the district that mostly the school district is unable to fund, or it may be a different type of activity that is maybe non-traditional, and the Braves Foundation members feel as though it's important or worthwhile to get behind, and caring for kids is something that has developed that we are very interested in supporting.
Well, the foundation's done a number of things in the past, so we won't get too far into things already done, but let's refocus on the future. The Caring for Kids program is the meal program. Give us a quick overview of what that program is, and then we'll talk about how the foundation's helping.
The Caring for Kids program was started several years ago, I believe, as an endeavor to provide food items to kids, needy kids, who were struggling to find adequate nourishment on the weekends. The volunteers of this program would provide food items that the kids could take home in their backpacks on Friday, so that they would have adequate food for the weekend. My understanding is many of these kids, of course, would eat their meals at school during the week, but then on the weekends, they were not getting adequate nourishment. And so the people involved with Caring for Kids felt that they could help by providing food for not just their student, but the student family. They started this program to make sure that the kids were getting the nourishment and nutrition needed.
Well, and I think this great program, when it started out, teachers would tell us the stories of individual students who would not be able to eat during the weekend. The family didn't have anything, and so some kids just had whatever they could find, but certainly not adequate nutrition. So this program has been stepping up. Hundreds and hundreds of kids have benefited, hundreds of thousands and thousands of meals, and it has been a community endeavor. Teachers in the district involved. The Community Clinic is the umbrella organization for the Caring for Kids, and the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank is helping out. But the foundation now taking it under its wing to say we're going to help out too. So tell us about the Shikanomi Braves Foundation trying to support the Caring for Kids program at Shikanomi.
Well, I was approached about a month ago by one of our very generous contributors, and he reminded me that Giving Tuesday is being held tomorrow, in fact. And for anyone who may not have heard of Giving Tuesday, of course, it is a global call to action, basically, to have people step up and either contribute financially or in a volunteer way to support nonprofits or organizations or activities that are just in need. And so I approached Dr. Bendel at Shikanomi and asked if there were any programs within the district that might need our support and we could get behind for Giving Tuesday. And he responded and said that while it's not necessarily a school district funded program that the Caring for Kids project is one that has been struggling recently because they have now gone to a system where they must purchase food rather than have it all donated, and so they're concerned that they may not have enough money to provide food for the kids throughout the school year. So we had a meeting of the Brace Foundation members, and we all agreed that this could be a project that we could support, especially for Giving Tuesday.
And how can people contribute? If you want to mail in a contribution or drop off food items, what is the procedure to do so?
Well, we are calling for action from people to either make a donation by check, and that could be sent to the office of their superintendent at Shikellamy School District, 200 Island Boulevard in Sunbury, or if the listeners are on Facebook, they can go to the Shikellamy Braves Foundation Facebook post, and there is a link where they can donate by credit card.
To explain how this is, the foundation has a mission statement, and this is in total lockstep with that idea of what the foundation is trying to do in the community.
Sure. You know, it's another way for us to give back to students of the Shikellamy School District.
All right. And if folks wish to donate non-perishable items for students, might the district be looking for in this manner, and where can they go? Same place, Island Boulevard?
Well, there, or they can contact Jolene at the Shikellamy School District. She is the coordinator, and she is at Chief Shikellamy, I believe.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Okay, yeah, Chief Shikellamy is the location where Caring for Kids emanates these days. It was primarily at the high school, but I believe they've shifted that up to the elementary school, where the kids are, as somebody who's in charge of logistics would simply say. Well, in our community, you're issuing this call, and I know a lot of folks are going to respond to us to it, because we essentially live in a pretty generous community. We just have to hear from folks like Steve who say, okay, this is the opportunity, this is the time. Usually if you do a call for contributions, folks step up around here.
Oh, without a doubt. We are very, very pleased with the response that we've received over the time that the Brace Foundation has been in existence. And we understand that these are difficult times for some people. However, it's amazing how people will step up even in hard times.
Well, and I think the foundation is just basically tapped that interest that has existed for a long time. And so, congratulations on that, and thank you for all you've done. I know you've been a volunteer and probably a contributor as well, and definitely trying to keep the foundation raised up. Print sales continue as the holidays approach. This might be something for folks to think about. Go ahead and reiterate one of the foundation's big fundraisers, and then we'll wrap up this morning.
The foundation has been selling prints. It's a depiction of from Shikellamy Overlook. It's a painting that was created a few years ago, and we've been selling those, and they will be on display at Late Shoppers Night. I believe it is on December 1st in Sunbury. We'll have a stand located at either the Albright Center or the Market House. I tried to determine that yesterday, but we're not quite sure where we're going to be yet. But regardless, we will have a stand. We'll have those prints on display. There's various sizes. You don't need to buy a large one. You could buy a small tabletop print. And we're also raffling off some Afghan blankets. These were hand-quilted by a member of the class of 1972. She just took it upon herself to create these very attractive Afghan blankets. So we're raffling those. They will be on display. And I believe the prizes will be drawn at Late Shoppers Night. But if anyone wants to see those and can't get to the Late Shoppers Night, they are posted on our Facebook account, and also they can contact. They can message someone on the Facebook account, and we'll make sure that we can have some tickets available for sale.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for all you're doing. I'll reiterate the ways for folks to contribute and how they can get involved and contribute and get connected. But thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for being on the Newsline this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mark, for all you do.
Thank you. That is Steve Angle, chairman of the Shikellamy Braves Foundation. Giving Tuesday is tomorrow, so Shikellamy Braves Foundation is very interested in raising more funds on that day to benefit the programs at the Shikellamy School District that are the Caring for Kids Hungry Feeding Program. The Backpack Program is probably how the name got started, but they are still interested in that. You can drop off or mail a contribution to Shikellamy School District 200 Island Park Boulevard, and all the contact information and the Facebook messaging information is on the Shikellamy Braves Foundation page.org. Most of the elements need to be purchased for the Caring for Kids program these days. Central Pennsylvania Food Bank is stepping up. The Caring for Kids program says $25 purchases food for 20 backpacks or bags. $45 feeds one student for an entire school year, so you can see how other contributions and the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank multiply what happens. $100 feeds 25 students for a month in any amount. They say puts grateful smiles on the faces of many Shikellamy students. Shikellamy Braves Foundation.